Would you speak about the place of vipassana in walking meditation? Well, that's just the vipassana in terms of insight and contemplation in all of the aspects of the investigative meditations, the contemplation, the Four Noble Truths, contemplation of the 32 parts of the body, contemplation of anicca, dukkha, anatta, contemplation of the elements. I mean, all of these are just as necessary to apply in the walking meditation as any other time, or it isn't as if the sitting meditation is somehow the only place, and then the walking meditation is something completely different, or other aspects of our life are completely different. I remember Ajahn Chah talking about the comparing it to say when we practice so that we can apply the practice, apply the insights, apply the themes of the Buddha's teachings in all of the aspects of our life. It isn't that we say, yeah, just do it in the sitting meditation. He said it's similar to if you're, you know, when you're a small child and you're growing up in school and you learn how to write, and then when you learn how to write, you learn how to write in school, and you know, as you get older and you want to write a letter home or something, you don't have to go back to the school to write it. it's you can write it wherever you are. That's why you learn it. So that in the same way, we learn these techniques, we learn these tools, we learn how to apply it, maybe in the sitting meditation, but then we have to learn how to apply it in walking meditation, in engaging in the world, in the realm of whatever contact and duties and responsibilities that we have.